Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Kavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable.
Thanks for joining us for our NICE discussions about our books this year. NICE again stands for Noblesville Interdisciplinary Creativity Expo, and this year we are using the books Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell, Dracula by Bram Stoker, Little Women by Louisa May Alcott, and Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. Last time we looked at the structure of Gone with the Wind and Dracula, so now let's look at the structure of Little Women and Jane Eyre. Alice, can you tell us about the structure of Little Women?
I sure can. Hey, Sarah E., it's good to see you. I just want to make mention real quick that a couple of our previous podcast episodes were our solo endeavors because we couldn't get together remotely like we normally do, and I'm so happy that we're back together remotely today to talk together. I don't mind recording by myself, but it's a lot more fun to do it with you. So yeah, so let's look at structure of Little Women. This book is basically third-person omniscient narrative, and it has a really interesting first-person preface by Louisa May Alcott that I really enjoy, you know, kind of like in comparison to the actual writing of the book itself. It has a fairly straightforward timeline. We're looking at stages of life, growth from childhood to adulthood, from multiple points of view. So even though it's third-person omniscient narrative, within that framework, we have multiple points of view of the characters. We have really descriptive chapter headings. The thoughts and dialogue inform all the characters' thoughts and feelings. The book that we think of as Little Women was actually two books originally, which I think, it's really fascinating when you realize that a book that you've read your entire life as one volume either came out in serial form in magazines or was published in separate volumes. And this was actually two books. Little Women came out in 1868, and the second half of what we think of as this book was called Good Wives, and it came out in 1869. And that section starts the action 3 years after the end of the original Little Women section. So that's the first volume, if you will, the first publication covers the March sisters' childhood years, and the second volume or publication covered their early adulthood. They were not published as a single book until 1880. So it took a while for the two books to become one book, if you will, which I think is so interesting. Little Women was so popular as either two books or one book that Louisa May Alcott continued the story of these characters in two more novels, Little Men and Joe's Boys, which follow the children and students of the three remaining March sisters. So she gave us more generations of these characters, which is really fun. In those books, we also get to see the completion of Jo's story as she finally realizes her dream of publishing a book and having a school for children and everything. However, for this year, our NICE project, we focus on the book popularly known as Little Women. So, now, I want you to introduce the topic of, you know, the impact of the structure of the novel on the reader. We've done that with Gone with the Wind and Dracula, and I think it really helps to look at how we read these books and how the style of writing impacts us as readers.
Absolutely. And yes, as you mentioned, we get lots of different points of view in this novel. And I really appreciate that. The four sisters, each of them will get a chapter designated to her, and then it might go off to another sister, and then it will come back to that. And it just makes them so easy to relate to.
Yeah, can I interrupt you just for a second? I think we need to say their names. We've got Joe, Meg, Beth, and Amy. Those are the March sisters. Okay, now, continue to talk about them.
I guess it's such a part of pop culture in my head. Everybody knows.
I know, but, you know, hey. I just realized I said Joe, like everybody knew who I was talking about. Joe is the main, I would say she's the main protagonist in Little Women, and she has a boy's name, but her name is Josephine, and she goes by Joe. And she's second oldest sister? I think Meg's older.
She's second oldest, yes. And I would say that if you had to name a main character, yes, it would be Joe. Mm-hmm. And some of that comes from the sheer amount of page time. Mm-hmm. Some of that comes because the screenwriters, when they do movie versions, tend to focus on her just a little bit more.
Yeah. I think they do that also because they know that she is kind of like the closest in the book to who Louisa May Alcott was in real life. She's kind of the model, if you will. So anyway, but back to your discussion.
Right, absolutely. And so the nearest comparison I can come to this is Harry Potter, that it is so common for if you read Harry Potter and you find another Potterhead, which house are you?
Are you
Slytherin? Yeah. And so for Little Women, one of the very early things that tends to come out when I find another person who's read and enjoyed Little Women is, which sister are you?
Yeah.
It's kind of a personality test in both cases.
Yeah, I think that's really good. That's really true. Yeah. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's such a, why do you think that's such a common thing that people who've read the book can ask each other that question?
I think part of it is that, especially for the age of a lot of readers of both of them, I mean, Harry Potter has readers of all ages, but it also has a lot of young adult readers. Mm-hmm. Little Women, same way. Mm-hmm. Adults can read it and enjoy it, absolutely, but a lot of YA readers. And that is just an age where you yourself are developing your identity. Mm-hmm. And so finding out that this is what type of personality I am. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as like on the internet. Hey, find out which superhero you are. Yeah. Find out that if you were a chocolate bar, which chocolate bar would you be? Answer these questions.
Yeah.
I think it's just part of that identity development.
Yeah, and so. I think you're absolutely correct in noting that Louisa May Alcott drew these personalities, I should say wrote, because she wrote them, wrote these personalities of each sister so clearly, and they are so diverse. They of course, have things in common, their love of family, their love of God, their desire to be good, you know, but each personality is so diverse and clearly drawn. And so I think that, as you said, nearly everyone who's read it can identify with at least one of these main four girls or aspects of them.
Right.
So you're right. It makes the book very relatable to a large audience. Obviously, over time, it's still popular. Last year, there was yet another new film version of it. Of this book. So, which we'll talk about adaptations later on. This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.